Brother Humberto, you interrupting?
You mind if you go?
I'd be glad to do it.
Okay.
I know you, old buddy.
Good to see Brother Jose. Brother Humberto said I was preaching last night, but I'm glad I did not.
Dice el hermano Humberto me dijo que iba a predicar anoche, pero estoy contento que no lo hice.
One thing, we Americanos go to bed earlier than you Mexicans.
Dice nosotros los americanos nos vamos a dormir más temprano que ustedes mexicanos.
Plus, I don't like to preach after good preachers.
Pero, y otra dice no me gusta predicar después de que alguien predicó tan bien.
I either like to preach first or after somebody that can't preach.
Me gusta predicar primero o después de alguien que no predica bien.
I appreciate Brother Humberto letting me be here and fellowship these days with you.
Gracias, hermano Humberto, por permitirme estar aquí y permitirnos tener compañerismo con ustedes estos días.
Since the first time I came to Mexico about 17 or 18 years ago.
Desde la primera vez que vine a México hace 18 o 17 años.
I wondered if I had some Mexican blood in me, or if I should have been a missionary to Mexico.
Me preguntaba yo mismo si tenía sangre de mexicano o si debería ser misionero a México.
I certainly enjoy the Mexican people.
Porque hermanos, nos gozamos con su gente.
I even like the illegals on the other side of the river.
Dice hasta los ilegales de aquel lado me caen bien.
I've been an illegal in Mexico a lot of times. And in fact, we were alienated from the Commonwealth of Israel. We had no hope. We were without God.
Oh, hermano, nosotros éramos ilegales, hermanos, fuera de la nación de Israel, hermanos, sin Dios.
Until I met the Lord Jesus, I was an illegal alien.
Oh, sin Cristo yo era, hermanos, un ilegal.
I'm glad he didn't run me back to the other side of the river.
Oh, yo estoy contento que no me mandó al otro lado del río.
First Timothy chapter 1, you have your Bible. And Brother Jose will start reading in verse number 12 and read down including verse number 16.
Vamos a leer, hermanos, ahí en el versículo 12. Primera Timoteo, capítulo 1, versículo 12. Vamos a ponerle pie, hermanos, en reverencia a la palabra de Dios.
12 all the way through 16.
All the way through 16.
Amen. 1 Timoteo capítulo 1, versículo 12 hasta 16. Si lo quieren, dicen con un amén. Y doy gracias al que me fortaleció, a Cristo Jesús nuestro Señor, porque me tuvo por fiel poniéndome en el ministerio. Habiendo yo sido antes blasfemo y perseguidor e injuriador, mas fui recibido a misericordia porque lo hice por ignorancia e incredulidad. Pero la gracia de nuestro Señor fue más abundante con la fe y el amor que es en Cristo Jesús. Palabra que es digna de ser recibida por todos. Que Cristo Jesús vino al mundo para salvar a los pecadores, de los cuales yo soy el primero. Versículo 16. Mas por esto fui recibido a misericordia, para que Jesucristo mostrase en mí el primero toda su clemencia para ejemplo de los que habrían de creer en él para vida eterna.
Our Father, I pray that you bless the reading of your word tonight.
Padre, bendice tu palabra.
Speak to our hearts.
Habla nuestros corazones.
I pray you'll show us grace and mercy in this hour.
Muestra, Señor, misericordia y gracia en esta hora.
I pray you give us power to preach.
Pido que nos dé poder para predicar.
Encourage the heart of every believer.
Anima el corazón de cada creyente.
Convict the heart of every unbeliever.
Trae convicción, Señor, al que no cree.
Honor the Lord Jesus.
Honramos al Señor Jesucristo.
And we'll thank you for what you do in Christ's name.
Le damos gracias por lo que va a hacer.
And amen.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
Thank
amen.
You can be seated.
Amen. Pueden tomar sus lugares, hermanos.
Our text verse tonight will be verse number 15.
El texto más usado será el versículo 15.
Right in the middle of the verse, it says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
A la mitad del versículo dice, Cristo Jesús vino al mundo para salvar a los pecadores.
I'm not a highly educated man.
Yo no soy un hombre, hermanos, con mucha educación.
And I'm not intimidated by that.
Pero no me intimida nada.
There's a lot of stuff that I didn't have to get over. And you don't have to be highly educated to believe the Bible.
No tienes que ser muy educado para creer la Biblia.
Now there's some things I believe that I don't know for sure.
Hay algunas cosas que yo creo que no soy 100% seguro.
When I listen to these other men preach, I believe what you said.
Cuando esos hombres predican, yo creo lo que predicaron.
When I listen to Dr. Waite talk about the text that we get a Bible from,
cuando el hermano Waite habla de el texto,
I believe that.
Yo lo creo.
But I don't know that.
No me lo sé todo.
When I listen to Brother Rex Cobb talk and give comparisons of all those Spanish Bibles, I believe he's right.
En español, yo creo que él está correcto.
But I don't know that.
No lo entiendo todo.
And there's a lot of things I don't know.
Hay muchas cosas que yo no sé.
But I know one thing for sure.
Pero yo sé una cosa, hermanos.
That God saves sinners.
Que Cristo salva a los pecadores.
That's what the verse says. Christ Jesus came into the world to save
sinners.
I'd sit down and discuss any issue with a person. And be open to learn from
them.
But this was a closed deal.
Pero esto, manos, está cerrado, está cerrado.
You see, I know experientially that God saves sinners.
Porque yo sé por experiencia que Cristo salva los pecadores.
You know, every once in a while, I try to get myself to doubt my salvation.
The
Bible does say to examine yourselves whether you be in the faith or not. And so I want to be biblical, and I'll start taking the test. And I say to myself, self, and try to examine myself whether I'm saved or not. But I speak back to myself and say, you're stupid.
Pero luego me hablo a mí mismo, digo, estás tonto, ¿qué?
And I never have even finished the test.
Y nunca he acabado la prueba.
You see, when I got saved, I got the mind of Christ.
¿Por qué no cuando me entregué a Cristo, recibí la mente de Cristo?
And if I could even convince myself that I could lose my salvation,
si yo no puedo convencer a mí mismo que puedo perder mi salvación,
I wouldn't be lost.
No estaría perdido.
So why? Because the Lord Jesus doesn't go for what I believe.
No, ¿por qué? Porque el Señor Jesucristo, él no se basa en lo que yo creo.
He goes for what he believes.
Él se basa en lo que él cree.
He believes I'm saved forever.
Y él cree que yo soy salvo para siempre.
So just let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus.
Que esa mente esté en vosotros, la cual es en Cristo Jesús.
Aren't you glad God saved sinners?
¿No está contento que Cristo salve al pecador?
Now, when I come to the Bible, I'm amazed at how concise it can be.
Cuando vengo a la Biblia, hermanos, me admira qué tan específica es.
Little words speak volumes.
Palabras pequeñas que hablan volúmenes grandes.
For instance, this little word, sinners.
Como esta palabra pequeña, pecador.
I know Christ Jesus came into the world to save them.
Yo sé que el Señor vino a salvar al pecador.
He said himself in Matthew 9, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. A great verse we use in soul winning a lot is Romans
5:8.
But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even in the Old Testament, in Psalm 51, David said, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Entonces le enseñaré al transgresor el camino, y los pecadores serán convertidos.
In Luke chapter 15 and verse number 2,
en Lucas 15:2,
the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners.
Los fariseos, hermano, murmuraban y que este hombre recibe a los pecadores.
They better be glad he does.
Van a tener que estar contentos que él recibe a los pecadores.
Now that's not a very big word, but it covers a whole lot of people.
No es una palabra muy grande, pero cubre a mucha gente.
I mean, every pedophile that's ever lived, he's in the verse.
Todo pervertido está en la Biblia.
Every homosexual that's ever lived is in that word.
Todo homosexual que ha vivido, ahí está en esta palabra.
Every dope addict that's ever lived is in that word.
Todo drogadicto, ahí está en esta palabra.
Patrick Buchanan wrote a book entitled The Countdown to Tragedy.
Un señor llamado Patricio escribió un libro llamado
And Buchanan says that by the year 2050, the United States will be a poverty country. He says by the year 2050 that the United States will be in poverty.
Dijo este señor que para el año 2050 Estados Unidos va a ser una nación pobre.
And Buchanan says the reason is because of illegal immigrants.
Y dice este señor que la razón es los ilegales.
But poverty is not because of illegal immigrants.
Pero la pobreza no es por los ilegales.
Poverty is the curse of God and idol worship.
La pobreza es el castigo de Dios a la idolatría.
Read Deuteronomy 28. How many of you lived in rank poverty till you got saved and you didn't
know? Amen. Amen.
So you see, the way to keep the United States out of poverty is not by tightening up borders.
Así es que, ahí está la forma que Estados Unidos no llegue a la pobreza, no es tapar los puentes.
It's by winning sinners to Christ. See, it's in evangelism. It's in getting people saved. So I do agree that all the illegals are in the little word sinners. But all the legals are in there too. And the Pope's in there. And you're in there.
Y usted también está ahí en esa palabra.
And I'm in there.
Y yo también estoy en esa palabra.
You know, all I got to know that God will save you is to know you're a sinner.
Lo único que debo de saber, hermanos, a ver si Dios lo va a salvar o no, es si es pecador o no es pecador.
I think it was old Dr. Robert Ketchum, a preacher of many years gone by.
Un doctor llamado Roberto, hermanos, hace muchos años.
And he said he quit trying to get people saved.
Dijo que ya, hermanos, se detuvo de enseñarle a la gente a entregarse a Cristo, perdón.
And started preaching to try to get people lost.
Sino les predicó para que se dieran cuenta que estaban perdidos.
If you ever know you're a sinner,
porque tienes que saber si eres pecador,
you can cry for mercy and find help.
Y si te das cuenta que eres pecador, puedes clamar misericordia.
Now I know God saves sinners. No doubt about it. God does save sinners.
No tengo ninguna duda que Dios salva al pecador.
Well, let me ask a question and answer it tonight as to why would God save a sinner.
Voy a hacer una pregunta y la voy a contestar esta noche. ¿Por qué Dios salvaría un pecador?
I know He does, but why will God save a sinner?
Yo sé que lo hace, pero ¿por qué salvará Dios a un pecador?
Brother Philip Green preached on it. God loves sinners.
Hermano Philip Green predicó, Dios ama al pecador.
For God so loved the world that He gave. God committed His love toward us.
Dios, hermano, mostró su amor hacia con nosotros.
Here in His love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and gave Himself for
us.
God loves sinners, and I don't care if anybody tells you, if you're here tonight, God loves you.
Dios ama al pecador, no me importa que haya dicho nadie más, Dios te ama a ti.
I was looking at a website some time back.
Hace un tiempo, hermano, estaba viendo ahí en internet.
And the fellow was promoting what we would normally term a hyper-Calvinism.
Y ese señor estaba promoviendo, hermanos, el hiper-Calvinismo.
And people of that persuasion have a philosophy that excludes some from the love of God.
La gente que cree eso, hermanos, es gente que excluye, que saca a alguna gente del amor de Dios.
Their idea is that God, before there was a world, had a council of the Father and Son.
La idea de ellos es que Dios, antes que el mundo existiera, tuvo, hermanos, una junta con Dios Padre.
And they predetermined who would be saved and who would not be saved.
Dios dijo y predestinaron quién iba a ser salvo y quién no iba a ser salvo.
And all of those that they predetermined would be saved, Christ died for.
Y a todos aquellos que predestinaron ser salvos, Cristo murió por ellos.
They say that He didn't die for anybody else, just those elect ones.
Dice que no murió por los demás, nomás por esos.
And that God loves those elect ones.
Que Dios ama a esos predestinados.
But that He doesn't love anybody else.
Pero que no ama a nadie más.
And of course, I don't believe that.
Y claro, yo no creo eso.
Now, I do believe in the sovereignty of God.
Ahora, yo creo en la soberanía de Dios.
But I believe that before there was ever a world that God predetermined.
Pero yo creo que antes que existiera el mundo, Dios predestinó.
God predestined.
Lo predestinó.
That I not be a hyper-Calvinist. And so I just got the idea tonight that world means world.
En esta noche yo tengo una simple idea que mundo significa mundo.
I just got the idea that God commended this love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
And so God saves sinners because God loves
sinners.
Now God does not love sin. And we many times say that God hates sin, but he does love the sinner. Now the hyper-Calvinists say that you cannot separate the personality from the action. Therefore that God hates the sinner.
Así es que Dios odia al pecador.
But you know, I had a friend that lived in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yo tenía un amigo, hermanos, que vivía ahí en Kentucky.
Maybe one of the dearest friends I've ever had.
A lo mejor uno de mis amigos más cercanos que tuve.
Brother Don Mangus. And Brother Mangus contracted a disease called myasthenia gravis.
Hermano Don Mangus, hermanos, tenía una enfermedad, no sé cómo interpretarla.
It affected his involuntary gland system. Times he couldn't chew food.
Tenía que ver con las glándulas, a veces no podía masticar su comida.
Out of his pulpit a month at a time.
Salía del púlpito, hermanos, un mes a la vez, no podía predicar.
Suffered with the disease for about 15 years.
Sufrió con esta enfermedad 15 años.
And finally he had an attack in Pensacola, Florida one evening.
Finalmente en Pensacola tuvo un ataque.
I lived near there, so they called. I went up to the hospital.
Vivía cerca de él, fui al hospital a verlo.
My friend was in a semi-coma.
Mi amigo estaba en una semicoma.
He would revive and then he would have convulsions and nearly throw himself off the bed.
Revivía, luego tenía convulsiones y casi se caía de la cama.
He suffered terribly for about a week before going home to be with the Lord.
Una semana sufrió, hermanos, terriblemente y luego fue con el Señor.
And you know what I can say to you tonight? I can say that I hate myasthenia gravis.
¿Sabe lo que yo le puedo decir en esta noche? Que yo odio esa enfermedad que él tuvo.
But I loved Brother Don Mangus.
Pero yo amé y amo al hermano Don Mangus.
I had an uncle that was just a regular drunk.
Pero tenía un tío que era un borracho normal.
And the neighbors didn't want anything to do with it.
Los vecinos no lo querían para nada.
But my grandmother, who was his mother,
pero mi abuela, que era mamá de mi tío,
took care of him all of her life.
Lo cuidó toda su vida.
But she hated alcohol with a passion.
Pero ella odiaba el alcohol, hermano, con una pasión.
But she loved that boy with all of her
ella amaba a este muchacho con todo su corazón.
And I'm just telling you, God does hate sin.
Y le estoy diciendo en esta noche que Dios sí odia el pecado.
But I'm so glad that God.
Oh, pero soy contento que él ama el pecado.
Why would God ever say to sinners? Because God loves sinners.
¿Por qué salvaría Dios un pecador? Porque Dios ama.
Let me give you another reason why God will save a sinner. God will save a sinner because he loves the Lord Jesus. If you just get in good favor with his son, you got in good favor with the
Father.
In fact, the Bible said that he forgave us all our sins for Christ's sake. And that night, 47 years ago, when I trusted Christ as my Savior, and he said to the Father, will you save
me?
And the Father said, for your sake, I will. God loves. Leave him out of your prayers and you don't have an invitation. I don't care if there are chapel services at the White
House.
You don't have the Son. You don't have the Father. But if you take the Son, you have the Father. God loves the Lord Jesus. R.G. E. Lee used to tell about the boys coming down the road with the old dog.
He's
blind. The dog has no teeth.
El perro no tiene dientes.
He can't fight or hunt anymore.
Ya no puede pelear, ya no puede cazar, ya.
And the old neighbor lady said, "What are you going to do with the dog?" They said, "We're going to kill him." She said, "You must not kill that dog." They said, "But he's no good any longer." "It makes no difference. You must not kill that dog." "But he can't hunt any longer." "It makes no difference. You must not kill that dog." Give us one reason why we should not kill the dog. And the old neighbor lady said, "You must not kill that dog because your mommy loved that dog the day that he was a little puppy. And all it took for the boys to love the dog and not kill him was to know that mama loved him." And all it takes for God to love and save a sinner is to know that God loves sinners because God loves sinners and God loves the Lord Jesus.
Dios ama a los pecadores.
Why would God save a sinner? God saves sinners because God wants somebody to love him.
Dios salva al pecador porque quiere que alguien te ame a él.
And sinners don't love God.
Los pecadores no aman a Dios.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I know.
Creó Dios los cielos y la tierra.
But he didn't have a creature to express love.
Pero no había una criatura que expresara amor hacia él.
God created a man and from his side he took a rib and made a woman. And they love God. They're in fellowship with God. They're in
communion
with God. May I submit to you tonight that the very reason for God creating humanity was that they might fellowship with God. There's a plural that's used in the book of Genesis that we play on a lot. When God said, "Let us make man in our
image."
Who's he talking about? And what does it mean in the image of God? There are those that say that God created a man, a triune being. That he's a body, soul, and spirit. And that parallels the image of God, body, soul, and spirit. There are those that say that when God created man in his image, that he created him with the ability to make or to think and create. I don't know who has the definitive word on it, but let me give you a suggestion tonight. When God made man, he made him with faculties that no other creature has. He made him with an intellect.
Le dio un intelecto.
He made him with an emotion.
Le dio emoción.
He made him with a will.
Le dio con una voluntad.
God has an intellect.
Dios tiene un intelecto.
There are things that God knows.
Hay cosas que Dios sabe.
There are things that God believes.
Hay cosas que Dios cree.
Not only does God have an intellect, God has a heart.
No solo Dios tiene un intelecto, sino Dios tiene un corazón.
There are some things that God loves.
Hay cosas que Dios ama.
God has a will. God decides.
Dios tiene una voluntad. Dios decide.
So God made man in the image of God. He gave him an intellect.
Así
he gave him a heart, a desire.
Hizo al hombre, hermanos, a su imagen, con un intelecto, con un corazón.
And he gave him a will.
Y le dio una voluntad.
Why did he do that?
¿Por qué le dio una voluntad?
God gave a man an intellect so he could believe him.
Dios le dio el intelecto al hombre para que creyera en él.
God gave a man a heart so he could love him.
Dios le dio al hombre el corazón para que le amase.
God gave a man a will so he could obey him.
Y Dios le dio la voluntad al hombre para que le obedeciera.
If you want to fellowship with God, you've got to believe him and love him and obey
him.
But if you don't believe him, you're not in fellowship.
Pero si usted no cree en él, no está en compañerismo con él.
If you don't love him, you're not in
fellowship.
If you don't obey him, you're not in fellowship. God created man in his own image to fellowship with him. But man fell from that. And when he did, he lost his ability to believe God.
Y cuando cayó el hombre, hermano, perdió su habilidad de creer en Dios.
He lost his ability to love God.
De obedecer a Dios, perdón, de amar a Dios.
And he lost his ability to obey God.
Perdió su habilidad de obedecer
a Dios. Oh, thank God, one day the Lord Jesus
went to hell. Pero gracias a Dios, un día vino Cristo.
Died on an old rugged cross.
Y murió en una cruz del Calvario.
So that what we lost in Adam we can gain in Christ.
Para que lo que perdimos en Adán podíamos tenerlo, tenerlo en Cristo.
And when we're saved by God's grace, we once again have the mind of Christ and believe.
Y cuando somos salvos por la gracia de Cristo, tenemos una vez más la mente de Cristo.
He changed our hearts so we can now love Him.
Y cambió nuestro corazón para ahora poder amarle.
And our will is free to now obey Him.
Y nuestra voluntad ahora es libre.
Why would God save
us?
God saves sinners because He wants somebody to love Him. Amen. But let me tell you another reason God saves sinners. God saves sinners because He wants people to love one another.
Dios salva al pecador porque quiere que nos amemos los unos a los otros.
Now, just like that unsaved world does not love God.
Así como este mundo perdido no ama a Dios.
That unsaved world does not love one another.
Ese mundo perdido no se ama el uno al otro.
You know what sinners do? Sinners criticize one another.
¿Sabe lo que es el pecador, hermano? Se critica el uno al otro.
Sinners lie on one another.
Mienten el uno al otro.
Sinners hate one another.
El pecador se odia uno al otro.
Sinners steal one another.
Roban, hermano, se roban entre ellos.
Sinners shoot one another.
Se dan balazos entre ellos.
They put one another in jail.
Meten a uno a la cárcel, hermano, se meten uno al otro a la cárcel.
Sinners divorce one another.
El pecador se divorcia el uno al otro.
Sinners bite and devour one another.
El pecador hasta se puede morar en uno al otro.
But Jesus said, herein shall all men know that you're my disciples.
Pero Cristo dijo, así sabrán que son mis discípulos.
If you have love, one
for el uno al otro.
Amen. Now let me put 2 points together, all right?
Dos puntos los voy a juntar, hermano.
You want to be in fellowship with God?
¿Quieres estar en amistad con Dios, en compañerismo con Dios?
You got to believe
it.
You want to be in fellowship with God?
¿Quieres estar en compañerismo con Dios?
You got to love Him.
¿Quieres amarle?
Want to be in fellowship with God?
¿Quieres estar en compañerismo con Dios?
You obey.
¿Lo mereces?
If you want to be in fellowship one with another,
¿quieres estar en compañerismo el uno con el otro?
You just have to believe the same thing.
Nomás tienes que creer lo mismo.
You just have to love the same thing.
Tienes que amar lo mismo.
And you just have to obey the same
thing. Y tienes que obedecer al mismo.
Amen. Brother Humberto, you and I are in fellowship tonight.
Hermano Humberto, yo y usted estamos en compañerismo esta noche.
We believe the same thing.
Porque creemos en lo mismo.
We love the same thing.
Porque amamos en lo mismo.
Amen. Fellowship and friendship might be two different things.
Hermano, compañerismo y amistad pueden ser dos cosas diferentes.
You can be a friend of sinners.
Usted puede ser amigo de un pecador.
But you can't fellowship.
Pero no puede tener compañerismo con ellos, como debe.
You can be a friend of somebody who's got a different doctrine of the same.
Usted puede ser amigo de alguien que tiene otra doctrina.
But you can't fellowship with him.
Pero no puede estar en comunión.
You don't have to be arrogant, mean, and hostile to people.
No tiene que ser arrogante, hermano, o malo con la gente.
But when you and I join together in a common Christian
world,
we believe the same thing.
Creemos lo mismo.
We love the same thing.
Amamos lo mismo.
Thank God we're obeying the same one.
Gracias a Dios porque obedecemos al mismo.
God loves sinners.
Dios ama pecadores.
You know, I get a lot of hate mail, and you say, what do you do with it?
Well,
I don't respond to critics.
I just
laugh out of it to the lead king. You know what they're doing? They're wondering for the next 3 weeks, did he get the email? Did he get the email? Did he get the email? You know, you get that kind of stuff, but that's not the brethren doing that. I responded to one email the other day. A fellow emailed me and told me to go to hell.
Una vez un chavo me mandó un email que dice, vete al infierno.
Said, you get mad? No. I'm glad I can email him back and say, I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love the brother. Amen. Why would God save a sinner?
¿Por qué Dios salvaría un pecador?
Let me give you one verse in Ephesians chapter number 2.
Un verso, hermanos, en Efesios.
Ephesians chapter number 2.
Efesios capítulo 2, hermanos.
In Ephesians chapter number 2, in the first few verses, he talks about a depraved condition outside of Christ. But in verse number 4, he's got one of those conjunctions that Brother Philip talked about. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. And he talks about when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. He hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's a description of what God did for us when he saved us. Why did he do that? Next verse, first word says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ. Why would God save us? Those 10 million years out of eternity, God puts you on display as a trophy of grace. I used to hear Dr. Hal Seidler talk about when we get to heaven.
Escuchaba un doctor, hermanos, un hermano decir cuando llegamos al cielo.
You'll probably go to the throne room.
Vas a ir, hermanos, al trono.
Say, God, I want to thank you for saving an old cusser like me.
Es decir, Dios, gracias por salvar a un maldiciente como yo.
God scratches his head and says, look at you. I don't ever remember you being an old cusser. Surely not you.
Yo nunca terminé como un maldiciente.
You might go before God. Thank you, Lord. God scratches his head and says, I don't remember you being alone. Surely not. Thank you for saving an adulterer and adulterer. God scratches his head and says, I don't remember you being alone. You say, God forgot all the sins. No. God never forgot anything.
Dios nunca se olvidó de nada.
Forgetfulness is a weakness in our mentality.
Olvidar es una mentalidad, no es una debilidad en la mentalidad de uno.
You forget it, you might think of it again.
Se te olvida, a lo mejor de repente te acuerdas.
God never forgot them.
Dios nunca se olvidó.
So what did he do?
¿Qué hizo?
He made a deliberate choice never to remember them again.
Él hizo una decisión deliberada de nunca acordarse de ellos.
That's on eternity. Maybe God will gather a band of angels and say, want to see my grace? Angels said, we'd like to see it. He'll pick a bird of gold. And here's a trophy. Look what I say. He'll pick old Brother Manuel up and say, look what I say. Pick a Jose up and say, look what I say. Angels, the angels will say, you are a God of
mercy.
Why would God save
us?
I think God will save a sinner because God want somebody to tell somebody else how good he is.
Creo que Dios salva al pecador porque quiere que le diga a otro que tan bueno es.
An unsaved man can't do that.
Un hombre que no es salvo no puede ser.
Back in our text.
Ahí en el texto,
here in 1 Timothy chapter number 1. In verse number 16, Paul said, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy. That in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern
them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting.
Para que Jesucristo mostrase en mí el primero toda su clemencia para ejemplo de los que habrían de creer en él para vida eterna.
So God wanted to show the unsaved world a pattern of what a Christian was.
Dios quería enseñarnos cuando se salvó, hermanos, enseñarle a los que un ejemplo.
What's the thing
de lo que él podía hacer al salvar a alguien?
Passing the torch, leave it ahead.
¿Qué es el tema, hermano? ¿Cuál es el tema?
Show me how.
Pasando el mando, ¿cómo puedes hacerlo?
I'll tell you what you think of the Lord Jesus.
Dime lo que piensas de Cristo.
Whether we like to admit it or not, we do make a difference. We do have an influence.
Si lo decimos o no, hermanos, la verdad es que sí hacemos una diferencia.
The Bible you carry, the Bible you read, the Bible you preach.
La Biblia que tú cargas, la Biblia que lees, la Biblia que predicas.
Cause somebody else to use the same one.
Va a causar que alguien use la misma Biblia.
The standard of life that you adhere to will cause somebody else to live the same
way. La vida que tú vives va a causar que otra gente viva ese mismo estilo de vida.
And there are probably more people saved who look at our lives and say, "That's what I want to be."
Probablemente hay más gente salva porque los ven como vivimos y dicen, "Yo quiero ser así."
Than there are who just hear a verbal witness.
Yo creo que más aún, hermanos, que los que escuchan un testimonio verbal.
And of course, we believe you ought to do both.
Ahora creemos que tenemos que hacer las dos cosas.
You know, we talk about the RBG Bible.
Hablamos de la RBG.
You know, the Word of God is a pretty important issue.
Sabemos que la Biblia es una asunto muy importante.
It's the only way to do mass evangelism. It's the only way to reach the world.
Es la única forma, hermanos, de alcanzar el mundo.
The Word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
In Revelation chapter 1, Jesus said, "I am Alpha and Omega."
Apocalipsis 1 dijo, "Yo soy Alpha y Omega."
I know three Greek letters: Alpha, Beta, Omega. First two of the last.
Me sé tres
that's right.
Letras, hermanos, dice Alpha y Omega.
But you see, I have the written Word of God in my hand today.
Yo tengo la palabra de Dios escrita en mi mano.
I take this pretty important.
Yo lo tomo, hermanos, como algo muy importante.
Let me tell you about how important it is. You know what A, Alpha, that'd be the first letter in the alphabet.
Déjame decirle qué tan importante es para mí esto, hermanos. Alpha es A, la primera letra.
Omega be the last letter in the alphabet, is that right?
Omega es la última letra.
Jesus said, "I'm the alphabet."
Jesucristo dijo, "Soy el alfabeto."
What do you do with an alphabet?
¿Qué haces con un alfabeto?
Form words.
Haces palabras.
And he opposes all things for the word of his power.
Y él, hermanos, hace todo con el poder de su palabra.
How important is an alphabet tonight?
¿Qué tan importante es un alfabeto de esta noche?
Write me a note. Say anything you want to say.
Escríbeme una nota que diga lo que diga.
One stipulation.
No más, hermanos, una regla.
Don't use the alphabet.
No uses, hermano, abecedario.
Speak to me. Say what you want to say.
A ver, háblame, hermano. Háblame, dime lo que quieras.
But don't use the alphabet.
Pero no uses el abecedario.
We've come to realize that without the living word and the written word, we're less than nothing.
Nos hemos dado cuenta, hermanos, que sin la palabra de Dios, la palabra escrita de Dios, somos peor que nada.
Somebody else is going to believe that because I believe it.
Alguien va a creer lo que acabo de decir porque yo creo en eso.
God wants somebody to be a pattern.
Dios quiere que alguien sea un ejemplo para este mundo perdido.
Let me give you an old illustration that I heard.
Una ilustración, hermanos, antigua que escuché.
Probably 30 years ago.
Hace unos 30 años.
An evangelist in the midwestern part of the states.
Un evangelista, hermanos, en el oeste, medio oeste.
First night of a Bible meeting, the fellow came in, walked around the back of the building back there.
La primera noche de un reunimiento, una persona se caminara ahí atrás del edificio.
He had a big hairdo, just a lot of hair.
Tenía bastante pelo, hermanos.
He had a beard down the middle of his stomach.
Una barba hasta la mitad de la panza.
Hadn't been trimmed in years.
De años sin meterle tijera, hermanos.
All you could see was his eyes.
Lo único que podían ver eran los ojos.
About 10 minutes into the message, that man came in and sat down on the third pew.
10 años, hermano, que 10 minutos después del mensaje, ese hombre pasó y se sentó.
And the preacher in his mind named him Willie.
Y en la mente el predicador le puso un nombre, le puso Willie.
It turned out to be that was his name.
Y a que no sabes qué, hermano, así se llama.
When he just started to give the invitation.
Y cuando empezó a hacer la invitación.
Willie shot out of there, ran down the aisle, and fell on the altar.
Willie se paró de nuevo y corrió al altar.
Nobody came to pray with him. Nobody came to help him.
Nadie vino a orar con él, nadie vino a ayudarle.
The evangelist didn't want to leave the pulpit.
El evangelista no quería dejar el púlpito.
So he tapped it with his toe.
Así es que lo tocó, hermanos, con el pie, así, con la punta del pie.
And Willie looked up with the tears flowing into that beard.
Willie miró hacia arriba, hermano, con lágrimas en sus ojos.
The evangelist said, "Sir, why did you come tonight?"
Y el evangelista dijo, "Señor, ¿por qué vino en esta noche?"
Willie said, "Preacher."
Willie dijo, "Predicador."
I'd like to have what you've got.
Yo quiero tener lo que
tienes. Willie knelt beside that preacher, knelt beside him, and led Willie to Christ.
El predicador se hincó de rodillas al lado de Willie y lo vio en los pies de Cristo.
The next night, Willie came in just about the time the preaching started.
La próxima noche llegó Willie, hermanos.
He got a haircut.
Tenía un corte de pelo.
He shaved all that beard.
La barba se había rasurado.
He cut himself about 25 or 30 places. Stuck a piece of white tissue everywhere he cut himself. The evangelist was really guessing who that was on the third tier. He preached that night, gave the invitation down the aisle.
Esa noche predicó, dio la invitación.
He tapped the pulpit with his toe. Willie looked up.
Vino otra vez, Willie, hermanos, y otra vez le dijo así a Willie, hermano. Willie miró para arriba.
He said, "Willie, why'd you come tonight?"
Digo, Willie, ¿por qué viniste esa noche?
He said, "Preacher, I really need to move up and need to get a little closer to God."
Digo, yo vine porque quiero estar más cerca de Dios.
He prayed with him. They left the services.
Oró con él, se fueron del servicio.
Next night, the same thing.
La próxima noche, lo mismo.
The evangelist gave the invitation down the aisle. Willie came. He tapped the pulpit with his toe. Willie looked up. He said, "Willie, why'd you come tonight?" He said, "Preacher, I really need to move up some more. I need to get closer to God." He got down beside him. They prayed together and dismissed the service. Next night, same scenario. Down the aisle, on his knees.
La noche siguiente, lo mismo, hermanos.
Why'd you come tonight, Willie?
¿Por qué viniste, Willie?
He said, "I need to move up. I need to get closer to God."
Yo necesito moverme, yo necesito acercarme a Dios.
The evangelist prayed with him and they dismissed the service.
Y se acabó el punto, hermanos.
The next night, Willie came in a little later.
Y la próxima noche, hermanos, Willie llegó un poco tarde.
Had a little lady on his arm.
Traía, hermanos, a una señora con él.
Bent with age, hair silvered over.
Tenía, hermanos, pelo blanco, hermanos.
Taking little 3-inch steps.
Dando pasitos, hermanos, de 3 pulgadas.
Set her where he had been sitting.
Y la sentó ahí donde él había estado sentado.
Sat down beside of her.
Se sentó al lado de ella.
And in the evangelist's mind, he thought Willie's gone on the street and gotten some old street lady and brought her to the service.
Y en la mente pasó, dijo, Willie ha empezado una señora en la calle o algo y la trajo, le quitó.
Preach the word of God, give the invitation. Down the aisle, Willie came, fell on the altar. He got down beside him and said, "Willie, why'd you come tonight?" And Willie looked up, those tears flowing, and said, "Preacher, I'd like my mama to be saved." Preacher looked up, and that little old lady's coming down the aisle, holding her to the end of the pew. Somebody met her right here and helped her to the altar. The evangelist got down beside the old lady and said, "Ma'am, why'd you come today?" She said, "Preacher, I'd like to have what Willie's got." You think you might need to move up tonight? You think you might need to get a little closer to God? Did you know we didn't come together tonight to settle the issue about the RBG
Bible?
We believe it.
Ya lo creemos.
But if we believe it and fail to worship the author of it,
pero si lo creemos y dejamos de adorar al autor,
we really have done much.
No hemos hecho nada.
We need to get as close to God as we can.
Vamos a acercarnos a Dios lo más posible, hermano.
and go from this place and let somebody see the pattern that God has worked in us. Let's have heads bowed and eyes closed. I very seldom give an invitation when I preach in Mexico.